Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans in New Jersey by more than 800,000. And with less than 3 weeks to go before a new governor is elected, Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli are running neck and neck. Speaking on WHYY's Ask Governor Murphy program last evening, the governor said he's not surprised the race is so tight.
We're so divided, so sort of on the knife's edge. There are no runaway freight trains statewide. It's close, but that's the world we're in today.
Early in-person voting in the Garden State starts a week from Saturday on October 25th. Some qualifying New Jersey residents had a chance to clear their names from criminal records at an expungement fair in Camden on Tuesday. The event took place at the Melandra Hall Community Center. It's the second time this year that the Volunteer Up Legal Clinic, the New Jersey Office of the Public Defender, and J.P. Morgan Chase hosted the event. Jack Rivers of J.P. Morgan Chase says support for the event is growing.
We've invited some other community partners like Department of Motor Vehicles, which is here, and we have Blank Rome here as well with their attorneys, and like I mentioned, our volunteer attorneys.
The city of Camden co-sponsored the fair. Lawmakers in Congress are in a stalemate over the future of health insurance tax credits, which remain a sticking point in efforts to pass a short-term spending bill to reopen the federal government. Pennsylvania Democrats in Congress are using the shutdown to rally support for health care funding. Representative Mary Gay Scanlon met with faith leaders and constituents in West Philly this week. More from Nicole Leonard.
Hear me clearly. This crisis is man-made.
Local clergy members and faith leaders stood before a small crowd at Salt and Light Community Church in the King Sessing neighborhood.
When people can't afford care, they can't thrive, they can't work, or participate fully in democracy.
They were joined by business owners and residents who buy their health insurance through Affordable Care Act marketplaces. They said without federal tax credits that help reduce monthly premium costs, they may not be able to afford coverage for next year. Representative Scanlon said this could hit self-employed workers hard.
Folks who have small businesses are looking to see if, well, maybe I have to give up the small business and try to find a job with a corporation that will give me health insurance, but the job market isn't great.
Democrats are holding out for a deal with Republicans on their health care demands. Meanwhile, annual open enrollment for Affordable Care Act health insurance begins in less than 3 weeks. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
PADCO train service is currently suspended due to a PSEG power outage and issue this morning. Checking your forecast today, and Philly will have a nice mix of sun and clouds, 70 for the high, a wind of 10 to 20 miles an hour, clear tonight, a low of 40, winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, sunshine tomorrow, a high of 63, right now it's 57 degrees.